In the last session, we began looking at what you can do to intentionally develop your leadership skills. And we looked at three fast action tips. Number one, invest in you. Number two, simplify. And number three, the 4C tool. In this session, we're going to look at two more fast action tips to help you intentionally develop leadership skills. Fast action step number four is make decisions that matter. I'm sure you figured out by now that you'll have to be willing to feel awkward if you're ever going to accomplish anything worthwhile. What you're doing will seem foolish at times to yourself and to others. And the truth is, you're never going to be more than 80% sure anyway. So the awkward feeling is natural. So the best course of action is to go ahead and make the decision. Don't put it off any longer. Just make the decision. Great leaders make great decisions. And they start by clarifying their bold, compelling vision. Again, this one decision to clarify vision makes thousands of future decisions for them. They first need to clarify for themselves. Then they work together with team members and key stakeholders. And they don't expect everyone to get excited about their excitement. Why is that? Because your intensity will often confront the passivity of others. Some people will be inspired by your vision, and they'll buy in and they'll take ownership. They'll champion the cause and they'll support it all along the way. But others will be intimidated, and they'll mask their discomfort with criticism. And criticism is a mask for a fragile ego, because people criticize what they don't like about themselves. So prepare yourself for it now. There have been times when I've chosen to invest significant time and energy in numerous projects and initiatives, which appeared foolish to many people. And I'll admit, some of them were foolish, but most of them weren't, and they worked. I grew, the team grew, the organization grew. And remember, what is lauded as brilliance after the fact often feels like foolishness in the moment. Several years ago, I heard a well-respected administrator caution a young leader. He said to him, "You're often way ahead of people in your thinking. You should really consider slowing down a little bit." And what he was trying to do was to save the guy some grief. But what the administrator was really saying was that the new leader looked foolish sometimes. See, your vision and passion won't always make logical sense to other people. Some people will even tell you, and that's okay. Decide right now that you're going to live out your purpose and your vision with passion, even if it means embarrassing yourself in the process, because that's leadership. And why do we care if it looks a little awkward anyway? What if we didn't mind the awkward moments? Would it change the way that we approach our life and our work? So what decision have you been delaying because it seems a little foolish to you or to those around you? We all obsess over decision-making in one form or another. To help me move forward, I regularly remind myself that everything is an experiment. And this has become a guiding principle for me. Because if everything is an experiment, then when things don't go as planned, it's not really a failure. We simply tried something and it didn't work. Now we know it won't work, and that way we can try something else. Because I have huge vision for my life and my work and my family, sometimes I'm going to look a little foolish. And that's okay. Discovering my passion and living out my vision have required me to make myself extremely vulnerable. To my family, to my team, to my leaders, to mentors and coaches. And this is not easy to do. I've had to get rid of things that I found my identity, my comfort in, and you feel like you're losing yourself in the process. But it's only in losing yourself for the benefit of other people that you truly find yourself. To be most effective in your life and your work, make the success of other people your top priority. Yes, there will be times that people will take advantage of you, but more often, they'll place high value in your transparency and your authenticity. And if they don't, that's okay too. It was just an experiment. So what is it that you find your identity in? That you've gripped so tightly that no one in the world could pry from your grasp? It's time to loosen it up, to hold those things in an open hand, to stick your neck out, to make the leap, to take the plunge, to go out on a limb. That's where the fruit is anyway. You know, it may seem a little weird and you may feel awkward and others may call you foolish, but it's worth it. Make decisions that matter. And your life and your work and your relationships will experience dramatic improvements that you've been searching for. Next, let's look at fast action tip number 5. We want to look at the difference between ownership and buy-in. And we're going to use the ownership versus buy-in tool to help us with this. Many leaders know that their organization and people have far more potential than the results that they're getting currently. And so they try for years to motivate and energize and bribe and coerce and manipulate their people and their leaders to higher levels of performance. And it doesn't work. One of the primary reasons why many leaders struggle to motivate team members is because they're seeking buy-in rather than giving ownership. And the reason why many leaders make the mistake of seeking buy-in is because they don't understand the difference between buy-in and ownership. With buy-in, a leader develops a plan or a vision or a new product or service and then takes it to their team members for input, feedback, and ultimately buy-in. Buy-in starts with the leader. Ideas are developed separately, and then they seek consensus after the fact. Many small and mid-sized organizations struggle with buy-in. This approach is more difficult to get away with in larger organizations. Ownership is quite different. With ownership, a leader provides strategy. However, the team develops the vision with open-handed guidance of the leader. See, ownership isn't something you seek. It's intrinsic. Ownership is the byproduct of healthy leadership. Ownership starts with the team together with the leader. It's not faux feedback. Ownership is a proactive strategy in which the leader and the team co-create. In our experience with teams and leaders and organizations, we've helped hundreds of organizations work through vision and strategic planning. Nearly 100% of the time, the leaders and organizations are looking for buy-in versus ownership. This is a huge mistake. Ownership results in engagement. Buy-in results in compliance. Lead team members to take ownership and they'll take responsibility. Seeking buy-in creates an ultimate environment of apathy. The culture of ownership is energizing, but scrambling for buy-in is draining. Teach your team to focus on serving other people, serving team members, serving customers, serving clients, rather than themselves by first modeling it for yourself. And when you do, you'll see your people, your team, your organization tap into their full potential, and you'll finally get the results that you were just about to give up on. Just remember, you don't have to get it perfect. You just need to take the next step. If you haven't already, be sure to download the worksheet for this session and complete the action steps that go along with this session. In Module 2, so far we've looked at 5 fast action steps to help you intentionally develop your leadership skills to lead from the middle more effectively. In the next session, we're going to look at what to do when you're working with a poor leader. So I'll see you in the next session.